Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Human-crafted radio in Laguna Beach. This is KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell, and I'm so happy to bring in a gentleman I'm quite a fan of today, somebody we've interviewed before, and songs that we've played from the new album, Positive Songs for Negative People. He's got a show tonight at the Observatory, for which there are still some tickets. We'll talk to him in a minute about that. But first, let's hear him perform acoustically live in studio. Frank Turner is here whenever you're ready.
We had a rough few months. When the storms came in, the coast, it felt like they broke everything on us at once. It's easy enough to talk about bleed spirit when you're on a hole in the roof of a knee deep in it. The pictures and the papers got ruined by the rain, and we wondered if they'd ever get dry again. But I don't want to spend the whole of my life indoors, laying low and waiting on the next storm. Raise up the mice, rejoice, rebuild the stolen spies, cast off the crutches, cut off the cast, rejoice, rebuild the stolen spies, rejoice.
So good.
Thank you.
Frank Turner live on KX93.5. We are live. That was real. It was you with an acoustic guitar and everything. So good, man. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, I guess that's kind of how the songs are born, just you and acoustic guitar. So
yeah, for the most part. And then I take them to the Sleeping Souls, my band, and we work out the arrangements together. But
right.
Actually, that song was an interesting example of that, because that song started as a very sort of quiet acoustic number. And that's how it was going to be forever. And then the bass player in my band, Tarrant, sort of suggested that we try a band arrangement of it because he really liked the song. And it was one of those moments where you feel like you're a good band, because we set up in the studio, I showed people the chords, and I said, let's play like Thin Lizzy. was my creative instruction. And about three run-throughs later, we had the arrangement nailed.
So, but it is natural for you to play acoustically because that's, I mean, it's always what you've been doing.
This is how the solo thing that I do started. I mean, I used to play in kind of hardcore punk bands for a long time, which was fun while it lasted. And, but I did that for about 8 years and I kind of ran out of steam personally on that kind of creative course and picked up an acoustic guitar. And I mean, part of the thing with it was that I had no idea how to do an acoustic show. And I didn't really know very much about kind of any kind of folk or country music or anything. And it was terrifying, the idea of being on stage on my own with an acoustic guitar. So, but I think it's important to put yourself out of your comfort zone, you know, creatively.
Right.
So, I just started playing some shows and I'm pretty sure they were terrible at the beginning. But tonight's show is show number 1,942. So, I've had some practice in the interim.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not as OCD as that statement makes me sound. It's generally written on the set list every night and I do tend to announce
who
it at the show.
Who keeps track of that?
I do. There's a list on my website. You can go and look at it right now. And that's just solo shows. That doesn't include the other bands.
What about radio interviews? What number is this?
That I couldn't tell you, but,
somewhere close to that.
So not far off. Not far off. Particularly once you start touring America hard like that. In England, there's only about 3 radio stations.
Right, you got the BBC 1 through 6 or whatever, right?
And then there's like 2 independent stations. Over here, it's like every city has like 3 radio stations.
So. You know, when I was just over there recently, and is it BBC 6 that's the kind of cool one?
They are very good to me over at BBC 6. That's the kind of, it's the sort of more indie, more kind of like underground station.
But they were all over the place. I mean, they'll go from rap to you know, for example.
You telling me I'm not a rap artist now?
Not quite.
No, they're fantastic. And there's a DJ there called Steve O'Mac, who's the kind of new John Peel, if you know what I mean. John Peel was the patron saint of DJs in the UK. So, it's a great station.
Well, I'm sure you figured out that here in the States, you know, there's stations unlike us that play 40 songs over and over again, and there's stations like us that play whatever they want.
Okay, yes. Well, I'm a fan of the latter.
Right, I would hope so. Yeah, and, you know, we did a segment with you a while back, I just mentioned, called Full Album Fridays, where we played your whole record.
Yeah.
Which, you know, people aren't doing, and I'm
very grateful for you that you did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That record, by the way, is called Positive Songs for Negative People. It's been out for almost a year now.
Nearly a year, yeah. Actually, you know what, and again, I'm going to sound like I'm sort of completely like OCD on this, but the album came out on August 6th last year.
Well, you should know your release date.
And in that time, I think we've done something like 240 shows in the last
year,
which is quite a few.
That's amazing.
And we've sort of agreed, when I say we, I mean me and the band and the booking agents and the record labels, we agreed to do a 2-year run on this record.
Okay.
So this is the halfway point. Hooray!
Okay, so you've been on tour. You're with Flogging Molly now.
Yes. Well, tonight's a headline show, but generally speaking, we're out at the moment with Flogging Molly, who are very old friends of ours and a great band, and then Mr. Chuck Reagan, who used to sing for Hot Water Music and is sort of a good friend and sort of guiding light in my life. So it's a great tour.
So I know you guys have been friends for a long time. What's the vibe like on tour with these guys?
It's not just the bands who are all friends with each other. Like there are various crew members who've been on different crews at different times. Flogging Molly's tour manager is my old tour manager. Like we've christened the tour the Super Friends Tour because everybody's just having a great time. And I mean, for me, you know, obviously tonight we're doing a full show in Orange County, but like and I don't want to sound like a shirker when I say this, but it's been a hard year. And now we're on this tour where we have to play for 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And we're generally done at 9 p.m. every day. And it's kind of like, this is sort of my summer holiday this year, you know. And like, we're in beautiful towns up and down all over the USA and like, you know, just having a good time. So it's a good tour.
Well, and you go on especially late tonight. Do we want to tell people
tonight,
that?
Yeah, tonight is a late show. Actually, the Observatory in Santa Ana are doing 2 shows tonight. We've just got there this morning and found out that the sort of early show is the Wombats, who are friends of ours. So that's great. We're playing. I think we're on stage at midnight tonight, but it's gonna be a fun show. It's a Friday night, you know. We're gonna get involved, and every time we play in Orange County, it generally tends to be totally over the top raucous.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to doing the same thing tonight.
Right on. Well, observatoryoc.com, and I am aware there's some tickets left.
There's a few tickets left. Yeah. I mean, we're gonna have a busy night, but there's room for a couple more.
Right on. Well, welcome to Laguna Beach, by the way. Speaking of beautiful beach towns.
Oh my goodness.
You ever been here before?
You know, I don't think so. I was trying to figure this out on the way over, but I don't think so. But I mean, being like, the thing about California, he said.
Okay, go ahead.
Boldly on a Californian radio station.
Okay, all right.
The thing that's annoying about Californians isn't that they say, oh, we live in the best place in the world.
Right.
It's that they're right when they say that. And it's kind of like, you get here and the sort of the cynical, negative Englishman in me wants to kind of like tell you're wrong about it. But then I stepped out onto the beachfront like before we started this interview, and I was like, damn it. Yeah, it's kind of amazing here.
You're from somewhere very gray.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, I'm a Londoner to my very core of my being. And like, my girlfriend and I have discussed the idea of maybe one day not living in London. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I just have to be in the smoke somewhere. But I mean, it's nice to come here and visit, certainly.
If you're going
to
sit in traffic, you might as well do it in 79 degree
weather. Well, you know, I mean, that is the one thing about it. It's everything's so spaced out. If I was to live in California, I want to find a place that had, like, you know, like a food store and a bar and a beach all within walking distance. Dude, I can't
drive. It's called Santa Monica.
Okay.
So go ahead. Right. I'll show you.
Okay. Yeah. This always horrifies Americans. I cannot drive a car.
No. Wait, what?
I can't drive a car.
You don't drive?
I have one driving license in my wallet, and it's actually an Elvis Presley one that I bought in Memphis at Sun Studios.
Like a Graceland?
yeah, totally.
Why?
Because when I turned 16, because I grew up outside of London, my dad's family are from there. When I turned 16, I figured out how to get the train to London, and driving in London is a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
So whenever all my friends started learning how to drive, I learned how to go to punk shows, and that just seemed more important
to
me.
It also worked out for you.
Yeah, well, also, I don't want to sound too, like, again, like a shirker, but like in the early years of touring, when it might have been a thing that I could have shared the driving load, it was always like, well, you know, I just don't know how.
Yeah.
So I never had to drive the van.
That is so interesting. You're right. Every American who hears that must just...
And I once drove a car in Beverly Hills. I was at a party, and I was telling the person I was talking to that I can't drive, and she sort of shattered her champagne glass in horror. We got in her sports car, and I drove around the block. I did right on red. I mean, it was kind of a go-kart.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that, you know.
Yeah. And I got up to like 40 miles an hour, and I parallel parked in one go.
No, that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, I was a natural, clearly. I mean, I was...
So you're not afraid of it. You just haven't had a
necessity. Yeah, I just haven't really had the need. Yeah. And like I say, in London, it's a waste of time.
Well, that was one of the stipulations today. Can you pick Frank up if you do this interview? And we were like, sure. We didn't realize it's because you can't drive a car.
Well, no, it's also because we're on a tour bus right now. And even if I could drive a car, there's no way I could drive a tour bus.
Fair enough. Frank Turner's in studio with us on KX93.5. Let's hear another song from you, sir. What are you going
to
play?
Well, I mean, there's a little backstory to this song.
All right.
That's okay. This is a song about tennis, actually. It's an extended metaphor about tennis scoring system. The song's called Love 40 Down, which, you know, was replete with poetic suggestion.
Uh-huh.
But we shot a video for this in May this year. We were on tour with Jason Isbell. I don't know if you're familiar his stuff. He's an incredible country singer out of Alabama and one of my very favorite songwriters in the world. And I persuaded him to be in the music video, kind of playing Goose, as it were. Oh, sorry, not Goose, no, Iceman. Like, he's the bad guy.
He beats
me in a game of tennis in the video.
You're Goose.
What frustrates me about it is that I am terrible at all sports, with the exception of tennis, which I'm passable at. And in the video, in my public display of this, I had to be publicly bad at tennis. So I just want people listening to this to know that I'm okay at tennis.
You're actually good. The video is
a facade. Well, I'm not going to say good. I'm not going to say good. I'm going to say I'm okay at
tennis. I played in college. I'd love to maybe test you on this.
Probably hand me my backside on the plate. But anyway, this song is called Love 40 Down. Away from me, need the crowd to pray for me to turn this one around. I've worked far too hard to be this far from victory. I'm battered and I'm bruised, and I can't afford to lose. And I'm love 40 down. Slips away from me. I have to say that honestly, I still haven't found the person who can take the strain of deucifying his back again. So I'll do this on my own. There's no one waiting when I'm done. And the time it takes for the surge to rise. We'll find out if I am man or mouse, if I am set to stand or fall. But I'm love 40 down, and I can well recall a day my father reached the ancient age that's now bearing down.
Yeah, man. Frank Turner, live on KX93.5. How do you keep your voice good?
Oh, you know, I spend a depressingly large amount of my day thinking about that kind of thing, and I should smoke less than I do. But you know, it's my living. This thing is the reason I don't have to have like an office job. So,
right.
You know, I take good care of it.
And spoiler alert, do you come back from Love 40 Down in that song in the end? Do you
come, I reckon. Yeah. Well, it's a cliffhanger. We're just going to wait for the next record where we go.
Good. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Again, tonight at the Observatory in Orange County, Wombats are on before. Flogging Molly's on with you. Who else is playing?
Flogging Molly, not actually on tonight, actually.
Oh, sorry.
This is the headline show tonight. Okay. So the Wombats playing the early show. We're playing the late show.
Yeah.
There is another band playing, and I've completely forgotten their name, and that's a terrible thing.
ObservatoryOC.com.
I should say it's nothing less than good manners to check out opening bands. That's how I've made a lot of my career, and I feel very strongly that people should always check out the opening bands. So if you are coming, get down early, check out the openers, and then we'll see you guys at midnight.
Excellent. ObservatoryOC.com for tickets. Frank, we have a little radio station by the beach, and it is an honor for you to come all the way down.
Well, you know what? You have a little radio station in an annoyingly paradisical part of the world. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, man. We'll see you soon, okay?
See you later.